Proclamation number 0905 of 10th of May, 1939. Task that requires the free will of the human being. You shall hear what shall give you comfort. Only a few are granted the living connection to the Father of the universe, and these few are chosen by me to fulfill a great mission. Very often people have the need to enter into direct contact with me, and I always consider them according to their worthiness. And this in turn depends on the degree of love longing for me. And thus I forcefully seize those who can sacrifice worldly desire for my sake, for they are closest to the state of liberation from all matter. Now it goes against my will if everyone feels called to hear the divine voice who is still very far away from me in his heart. But on the other hand, it is completely wrong to reject all announcements of this kind, because those who believe they know me and my work so well that no intervention on my part seems possible to them are incredibly self-conceited. So many weak beings certainly have to fear the danger of being influenced by God-removed spiritual beings, yet then a certain earthly interest will always be the root evil. Who, however, renounces everything earthly in the world to serve me, will also never ever need to fear establishing a wrong connection, for I protect such earthly children from error and evil influence. And I want you to consider how extensively divine love has revealed itself to you. Behold, worlds can pass over it before such a task can be solved, which requires the human being's free will and at the same time requires him to withstand all external resistance. Time and again people themselves will want to destroy what my love wants to build up for them. And I cannot force people through extraordinary evidence which would put their will into a state of compulsion. A completely free will has to complete this work. He must, as it were, conquer the world by being stronger than all the temptations of this world. Again and again people waver in their faith, and yet only a strong rock can let the living water flow out. And the rock must be exposed to such notable onslaughts and must offer them resistance, only then can this rock open and the source of truth spring from it. Many are certainly called to do so, and every earthly child is right by me who submits to my will, yet none of them will withstand when the temptations approach from outside, and thus their faith is weak. They want to put me to the test and thereby confess their lack of faith, and if I don't provide people with extraordinary grace they will become discouraged and leave me, and the hardship on earth will constantly increase and become more threatening. And those awakened by me are weak and timid. And they think to serve me by trying to turn my laborers away from me. And I especially remember them now and want to let them participate in the working of my love. And thus they reward me for my love. My children can no longer recognize my love, they are looking for me in the distance, where I am very close to them, and they attach such infinite importance to grasping my word with visible gestures. And yet they are bearers of this word and shall proclaim my profound love for humanity. And I consider them with great strength, because they are active according to my will and bring large numbers of sheep to me, yet they do not yet grasp the depth of my love. They erect a barrier between themselves and the world. They don't allow the few who are of the same mind to cross this barrier either. Instead they deny them access. And my love is to watch and cannot intervene to help, for the human beings will ease free and may not be touched by me. The hardship of souls is unspeakable, and therefore I give my word anew, and this to those who were unconscionably abandoned to the arbitrariness of those who withheld the Book of the Fathers from people. Thus I constantly consider my own, i.e., those who love me and in this love desire me. And I pay no attention to the laws which people make for themselves and from which they now do not want to deviate one iota. General knowledge will indeed want to reject that knowledge which surpasses the wisdom of the fathers, but I set no limits and give as people's spiritual state of maturity requires. All knowledge about things I have explained to you is far away from you, my dear child, and this alone should suffice to recognize divine activity, for what otherwise takes the human being a long time has shortly been conveyed to you in the noblest form. And in this certainty you will also let your faith become as strong as it needs to be in order to continue your task as an industrious servant of God. Amen.